crackle, crackle. Pop, pop. Our records never die.
Not this record!
Singles, albums,
LP records,
phonograph.
Go records on the wall.
Keep those records playing.
Yeah, it's the jumping little record I want my jockey to play.
I am a DJ, I am on a play.
Time to play B-sides.
By the record machine.
You got
touch
the levels
in
the microphone.
Here goes the last DJ.
In that dusty old pile of vinyl records I got sitting on my floor.
Today on The Vinyl Experience, some promising new singer-songwriters, some ballsy old British blues, Graham Parker gets his due, a lost Louisiana swamp garage band covers love. Hey, it's a grab bag. I'm Paul Cavalcante, and this is The Vinyl Experience.
I was the skin for your thorns, the pale light for your bloom. Black rose, I was the blood for your earth, the twilight in your poison. Black rose, across the murky unlit roads. Black rose, I wait for you where no one goes. Black rose, I was the undecided conscience, born the fragment of a shattered sun. Of the good, and you've left me without name. Black rose, across the murk of unlit rose. Black rose, I wait for you where no one goes. Black rose. But I've lost my will. Black rose, I loved you and I love you still. I want you but I've lost my will. Black rose, across the murk of unlit road. Black rose, I wait for you.
Little questions, little highs, little lows in a row, senses overflow. I've been thinking about this sad, sad world, about survival and the one thing you should know is find your joy. Be bumpy. like a pine cone. Cover your soft heart, try to be alone. Will you be smooth like sand, timber, wood grain, winding, graceful and limber?
Some fresh voices to begin this vinyl experience. Recorded in Brooklyn exactly a year ago, Jen Chapin's Reckoning is now a vinyl release mastered by Bob Ludwig. Harry's daughter does Dad's memory proud with her song Let It Show. To begin, British-Italian songwriter Piers Faccini recorded his album Between Dogs and Wolves at home in France's Cevennes Mountains. The song Black Rose typifies his minimal organic approach. Exactly 20 years ago, Nirvana played its last show. Kurt Cobain's collapse on the band's European tour signaled the end. In a month, he'd be gone. Nevermind continues to be one of those rare albums that changed everything. Although released at the peak of the CD-only era, it is an all-analog production, and the vinyl spin is still most compelling.
I'm not.
A Yardbirds rarity, released only on the soundtrack of Michelangelo Antonioni's film Blow Up. They performed that song, known as Stroll On, in the groundbreaking Cinema Nouveau classic, although it had already been released in another version as The Train Kept A-Rollin'. Not many Yardbirds tracks featured Jeff Beck and Jimmy Page together, that's one. This week, Mr. Page announced a new Led Zeppelin reissue initiative that will expand the first three albums with previously unreleased bonus tracks, and he will supervise the audio remastering. Still can't beat the real deal analog sound of Zeppelin spinning on Atlantic at 45. We heard the original single of the Immigrant Song. And from about the same time, now here's Johnny Winter, and having his way with Muddy Waters rolling and tumbling.
We'll be right back. don't feel pain. If you were to knock me down, I'd just get up again. I'm the urban spaceman, baby, I'm making out. I'm all about. I wake up every morning with a smile upon my face. My natural exuberance spills out all over the place.
The Bonzo Dog Band's I'm the Urban Spaceman, as the Vinyl Experience scrapes up some 60s visions of the future.
Plastic gun, and I brought many flowers in my life.
That's from the 1983 EP Echo and the Bunnymen taking psychedelia into the MTV age with Never Stop. U2 took a turn at Painted Black from an EP B-side, and the Stones themselves on the much maligned Their Satanic Majesty's Request and the otherwise prescient 2000 Man. Graham Parker finally gets his due as Michael Grimaglia's documentary Don't Ask Me Questions is now out on iTunes. The team that brought the Ramones into sharp focus and end of the century bring Graham and the Rumors' long journey full circle to the present. Here's where it all began, on Mercury in 1977. Stick to Me.
Like
New York R&B pop, early 60s style, the Reflections, Just Like Romeo and Juliet, the kind of garage rock that fed the fire under Graham Parker a decade later. And way down south now for my garage sale find of the week, Louisiana garage punk collected on an odd French anthology, and the band with the name you can't ignore, Souls of the Slain, doing the love song, Seven and Seven Is, but trading California Sunshine for brown bayou swamp water. Finally, the Vinyl Experience spins to a close on this South by Southwest weekend with Austin's Heartless Bastards and the track that closes their outstanding Arrow LP, and then a song about a heartless bastard, Cortez the Killer and Neil Young. That's the Vinyl Experience. Neil Young's sense of space, storytelling, and spectacular sound is still gripping nearly 40 years after Zuma. Find more archived Vinyl Experience shows at PRN.FM and on demand at RTDS.ca. Please like the Vinyl Experience Facebook page and follow me on Twitter. I'm Paul Cavalcante.